13 Junius, still in Rome. So much rain. I've been ill with a terrible cold, so have not recorded my thoughts for some days. Now, as I pen this, the hour is late, the house of Atticus is quiet. His reader left an hour ago. For the moment, my companion is a white cat sitting in the doorway that opens out to the garden. It is watching a nightingale drink from the fountain. Oh, beware, little bird. To continue about my day with Julia. The streets of Rome are as crowded and noisy as Alexandria's. Slaves carried our chairs with a bumpiness that made me grab onto the sides for fear I would tumble out. It would be a messy fall, because the cobblestones are soaked with refuse, kitchen garbage, dung from horses and dogs, and, most putrid of all, waste from latrines that has been thrown out windows. Stepping stones embedded in the road are the only way people can cross the street without fouling their feet. Such wretched air! The sides of my sedan had curtains made of thin blue silk that protected me from splashes and from the eyes of curious men, but the heat was stifling.